This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
We do monkeys off throughout the morning today here on the Steve Gruber Show. Peter Tork doing some backing vocals there. Passing away yesterday at the age of 77 years old. That's words. That's a good song right there. Check that one out. Scott Bertram in for Steve. SteveGruber.com. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. SCOTBERTRAM. Our next guest is Dan Subotnick, professor of law at Toro Law School in New York. Also author of the book Toxic Diversity, Race, Gender, and Law Talk in America. You can find that at Amazon.com. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Did I get that last name right?
You got it perfect.
Outstanding. That's what I strive for here on the program. All right. The book, Toxic Diversity, Race, Gender, and Law Talk in America. Give people an idea of what you're talking about here.
Well, in case they don't, let me help. I believe that this book was written quite a while ago. The gender and race talk in America is specious. I think we delude ourselves into thinking that it's real, but it's not. A famous black author wrote some years ago that, for example, no white man will ever speak honestly about race in public. And I see all kinds of evidence of that. It hasn't gotten any better since I wrote the book, and perhaps it's even gotten worse. And it's a shame, and it needs to be confronted, and I'm doing my level best to do so.
You talk about the Start By Believing campaign, which means that investigators operate from a starting point that the accusation has merit. Is that the right way to approach investigations like
no,
this?
No, I think not, but there are a lot of people who think that that should be the case. A lot of people want to think that charges of sexual assault should be treated much like charges of robbery. So when somebody comes in and says, I've been robbed, you don't think for a minute that maybe that person was not robbed. I mean, it could be, you know, the beginning of a phony insurance claim. It could be, but there's no point in claiming you were robbed emotionally, whereas to claim that you were sexually assaulted has some emotional benefits. You may feel guilty about it. You may try to avoid having your boyfriend or girlfriend get angry at you for that. Your mom may not be happy. There's still a lot of anti-sex feeling out there. And as a result, a lot of these claims, when I say a lot, I don't mean a majority by any means, but I mean a significant number of these claims are fueled by vindictiveness or by confusion or by protecting of the ego. And as a result, we should not go along with the feminists who claim that this is a claim of sexual assault is comparable to a claim of robbery. I show this in this latest article that I've written, mm-hmm. that you haven't made reference to, but I just published this about a month ago.
And there is, you say, an epidemic of false allegations and wrongful convictions. What do the numbers look like when we talk about those sorts of things?
Well, we don't know what the numbers are. I mean, there are groups that do this, but I can't say enough of these groups have appeared. There are organized groups who work very hard at making sure that there's justice for the accused in these cases. You know, ultimately, you don't know who's innocent and who's guilty because these sexual assaults almost always take place in private. There are no witnesses. There's no circumstantial evidence, and there's no bodily injury. And so it's very hard to say much about how many wrongful convictions there are. It's not just convictions. You're talking about decisions made by schools, for example, right, to expel a student or suspend a student for a year or two. And there's evidence that enough of this is happening to be worrisome.
Dan Subotnick is with us, professor of law at Touro Law School in New York, and also author of the book Toxic Diversity, which you can find on Amazon.com and elsewhere. You know, the phrase presumption of innocence seems to be losing its meaning these days, and I think especially on college campuses when we hear some of the investigation techniques that are used there. But what about in the criminal justice system as well? Where do we stand largely these days on the presumption of innocence?
Well, in the criminal area, it seems as if the accused are getting a better deal. The cops and the DAs are not bringing cases that have been brought to them by complainants for lack of sufficient evidence to stand up in a criminal trial. It's a much worse situation on campus, where you got organized constituencies to beat down the accused in these cases, and there's a lot of evidence for that I present in my article. By the way, the article
Tell people about the article, please.
Oh, it's in the Touro Law Review, and it's called "Why Not Believe Women." In sexual assault complaints. Why not believe women in sexual assault complaints? You know, there's a little hyperbole there. Obviously, women should be believed in most cases, but you don't know which cases. And so, therefore, you've got to look skeptically at the charges and investigate them, like any other crime that is alleged.
All right, Dan Subotnick, professor of law at Touro Law School. Check out that article and, again, the book, Too Toxic Diversity. Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight, feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly NutriRoast, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flux accounts and health savings accounts, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.